So let's move now to that next vaccination, the diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, or DPT. Although sometimes physicians only provide the diphtheria and tetanus vaccine, what's your suggestion?
Well, let's start off with the standard TD shot, which is tetanus and diphtheria toxins. And of course, as children, we get a primary series with this vaccine, and then we get a booster every 10 years. Now, in childhood, we, rather than use the TD, we use what's called the DTAP, diphtheria, tetanus, acellular pertussis. They get a series of this up to age 7, protects against tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. And the acellular pertussis is much safer than the old whole cell pertussis. Starting at age 7, we switch to a different vaccine called TDAP, tetanus, diphtheria, acellular pertussis, and we can't confuse them because this is only given to adolescents and adults, has the same constituents but in different amounts, and this will protect adolescents and adults against pertussis. And it is recommended for all persons over the age of 7 to get at least one dose of the TDAP to protect against pertussis.
How frequently should you get that vaccination?
Right now, only a single dose is recommended. Of course, the vaccine's not been out 10 years, and the recommendations may change sometime in the future. But right now, it's only a single dose of TDAP that's recommended. It's particularly important for adolescents and adults who have contact with young children, either because they have them in the household or by virtue of occupation, such as school teachers, healthcare workers, because most young children acquire pertussis from family members or other close contacts.
Let me review this then for a minute. If I go to an emergency room or an urgent care and because I've cut myself or stuck myself with a rusty nail and the physician wants to give me a tetanus shot, which shot should I get?
If you've not had TDAP, you should get the TDAP shot. It's perfectly protective against both tetanus and diphtheria as well as pertussis. If you happen to have gotten this shot 4 or 5 years ago, but you have a particularly contaminated wound and the ED physician thinks you need a booster, then you should get a TD shot.
But if you haven't had that pertussis vaccination and you're over the age of 7, you probably should get this combined vaccination.
That is absolutely correct.
Now, is that a safe vaccine for members of the household of an immunosuppressed patient?
This is not a live virus vaccine. It's perfectly safe both for the immunocompromised individual as well as for anyone in the household.
Let's go over this acellular pertussis vaccination when compared to the old pertussis shot. The old vaccination caused lots of side effects. Are you suggesting then that this acellular pertussis form has less side effects and is safer?
In fact, I am. So if the tetanus diphtheria shot is probably the most reactogenic shot we use, about 50% of people will, again, have local side effects, sore arm, pain, and redness. Adding in the acellular pertussis component doesn't increase either the frequency or severity of the side effects over just a standard TD shot.